Hi friends, I am super excited about the launch of this new course. I have been working on it for a very long time, several years, to get it ready for you. First, I want to thank you for getting the course. I have every expectation that it's going to bless you and it may even change your life. I believe that the Holy Spirit anointed the messages that are part of this course, and they have proven helpful to many people who heard them live, including myself. Just to give you a little background, back in 2009, I was involved in planting a new church, and I felt impressed to make the first stone in the foundation a look at how to live by the indwelling life of Christ. And so consequently, I delivered 9 messages, all of which are part of this course. Just to give you an idea of the origin of these messages, many years ago, I was introduced to the idea that God lives in us. Of course, that's in the New Testament, but it took someone to point it out to me that God actually literally dwells in me. To be more specific, God in Christ by the Holy Spirit resides in me and in every believer. But the question that I never heard answered was, how do I get Christ to live rather than myself? How do I allow the Lord to live His indwelling life in and through me? It's one thing to have God dwell in you. It's another to have God live His life through you. And so I went on a quest to find the answer to that question. Now, I will just say up front, I am no expert on this. I don't believe there is anyone who is an expert on this subject. We are all learning and growing. I don't have all the answers to the question. However, I have come across, by God's mercy and grace, some handles, some tools, some insights that have helped me toward an answer to that question, and that's what I share in these messages. You will find that I am using the Gospel of John a great deal to explore that question, particularly looking at the Gospel of John with an eye to finding out how did Jesus live by His Father who indwelt Him. What were the handles, the tools? What was the engine? What was the accelerator in Christ's own life? For He is a model to all of us. And how He lived the Christian life on earth was, in effect, the pattern, the method, the way that we are to live the Christian life ourselves. And I understand that Christian life is a term that we're using nowadays. But in effect, how did Jesus live His amazing life? And the answer is He lived by His Father's life that dwelt in Him. But the deeper question is, how did He do it? And so that's what we do in this course. I also spent a lot of time on Paul's epistles to the churches in chronological order because we find a lot of insight into that question in those letters as well. So in these 9 talks, we begin with the Gospel of John. Then we move to Paul's first letter to a church. It's the letter to the Galatians, actually 4 churches that he had written to there. Then we move on to the church in Thessalonica. Then we move on to Corinth. Then we move on to the letter to the Romans. And then we move on to the prison letters. I do touch some of the other epistles, namely the epistles of John, and I do touch on Peter and the book of Acts. But the heart of the messages come out of the Gospel of John and Paul's letters. You will also find that there is a workbook that comes with this course. It is a PDF file. And the workbook goes along with the messages. Essentially, you're to listen to the messages in order, and every time you finish a message, then you go to the workbook, and you read the chapter that corresponds to the message. And the workbook has further insights. Some of it is review. For example, the first chapter is an edited transcript of message 1. The rest of the chapters have parts of the talks that are key parts as well as supplemental material that's not found in the messages. And then there are action plans which give exercises and handles, and those are also included in many of the talks. And then there are resources, further resources. Many of them are free audios that you can download that go along with the messages and add to them. Some of them are books that you can get on discount. But the whole course is designed to give you the very best literature the very best that's been written and spoken on this topic, how to live by the indwelling life of Christ. I think if you spend your time listening to all of the talks, including the supplemental free audios in the workbook, and read all of the books, you will have a pretty strong handle on this topic. And it is a topic that is not often talked about. In our time, what's often talked about is an emphasis on discipleship and an emphasis on following Jesus. And both of those things are excellent. They go along with this series. In fact, I would say that this online course explains how to follow Jesus today, and it explains what discipleship really is. The problem is that in our time, most of the people who are talking about discipleship and following Jesus never get to how to live by his indwelling life. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the crucial revelation in the New Testament. That is the core and the heart of following Jesus. How can we follow him without understanding how to live by his indwelling life? I mean, that's how we follow Christ. We follow Christ by following the Spirit. We follow him within us. And that is not independent from the Scriptures. That works with the Scriptures. Unfortunately, today we have people who fall off one side of the horse or another, to quote Luther, when it comes to the Bible and the Spirit. Jesus made a remarkable statement to the religious leaders of his day. He said, "You do err," E-R-R, "you do err," you're in error, "not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God." Now, what was really interesting about that statement is that these leaders that he was talking to knew the Scriptures. They, in fact, had much of it memorized, but they didn't know the Scriptures in the way Jesus was talking about. They didn't know the real and true meaning of the Scriptures, which, as he said, "all Scripture points to me." And of course, they rejected him. So they really didn't know the Scriptures, nor the power of God, and that is the Spirit of the living God within the believer, within the disciple, which he later would make a reality when he was resurrected. But they didn't know the power of God even in their own life at that time, God working in and with. And so you cannot separate the Scriptures from the life of Christ. You cannot separate the Bible from the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate the living Word, which is Christ, from the written Word. They work together. The Scriptures are a roadmap, as it were, pointing to Christ and also giving us insight into how to follow him. And so I talk a lot about this in the talks, but I wanted to open up by saying we use the Scripture in this online course because the Scriptures show us how to follow Jesus. They, in fact, reveal Christ and then give us the handles. And the idea of a handle is you have a door in front of you and you want to open that door to enter into the next room. Well, you can't open the door without a handle. There's got to be a mechanism by which to open the door so that you can actually get into the next room. And so I believe very strongly that most of our preaching today, most of our sermons today, most of our messages today that we hear in the Christian world are like swimming lessons on dry ground, as I put it in pagan Christianity. They are pointing to a door but never giving the handle. How do I open the door? If you're going to talk to me about following Jesus, tell me how. And don't just say, "Well, read the Bible and pray." That's just far too general. That's like saying, "Well, to open the door, just pull it." How do I pull it? Where do I pull it? No, you've got to give a handle. So that's what I seek to do in these messages, and it was very exciting for the church to whom I delivered these messages. We went to work on everything I had talked about after I had preached a message on this topic. We did the exercises that followed. And it was just a joy. Now, of course, a lot of the times that we had met, the church had testified about what they had experienced of the Lord the week beforehand that came out of the exercises and the action plans that I had given. That's not recorded. We don't have recordings of those. But I can just tell you that it was electrifying. And I am very happy and very pleased that for the first time ever, we can make the entire set of messages available to the larger body of Christ. You can use these as an individual. You can get a partner. Use them with a partner. I think they will be of great help. And as I say somewhere in the workbook, I think I desire to release future courses like this one. I have done similar messages on various books of the Bible, the drama of Romans. I was with a church where we spent many months in the book of Romans, the drama of Ephesians, another church I had planted. We spent a year in Ephesians, the drama of Colossians. And then I have done a series of messages on the bride of Christ, the unsearchable riches of Christ, the house of God, the body of Christ, and many, many other subjects and topics. And my hope, God willing, is to release a course every year, one course per year. We'll see if that actually happens, but because you have purchased this course, you will be eligible for a 15% discount on future courses. So that should be a real help as well. Now, because you got the course, you have access to the membership part of the course website, frankviola.info, or you can get there by just typing in thedeeperjourney.com. And as a member, I will alert you about future courses. I would love to have your feedback on the course. You can write an email to ptmin@aol.com. That's P as in Peter, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, I as in Ice, N as in Nancy @AOL.com. Would love to hear what you thought about the course after you go through it, if it was beneficial to you, if it was valuable to you. And if you find the course to be of value, I would really appreciate it if you shared the website, frankviola.info, or thedeeperjourney.com. It will take you to the same place, and they will see a full-page explanation of what the course is about and how to get it. Finally, I would also ask for your courtesy and integrity on not giving your password and username to anyone else. But I am really, really excited about how the Lord will use these talks. I am making this overview in August of 2013, and the messages were delivered in 2009 and in the first part of 2010. So really, it's been 4 years since I delivered these talks, and I'm so happy that we've got them edited, formatted, and arranged into this online course. I am invited to a lot of places to give various talks on this subject, and I just cannot possibly be in all of the places where I'm invited. So I felt that this course would be a great idea to put it in the hands of every Christian who wants to avail themselves of it at a price that is far, far less than having me come out with airplane fees and hotel fees and all of that. This would be a lot less expensive. However, I am still available if you have a church you would like me to speak in, or you are a conference host and you would like me to speak at your conference, or you're part of a college and you'd like me to speak to your Bible college or seminary. Just go to my speaking page. And the reason why I mention this is because there are various topics I would like to speak on and turn them into an online course, but I have not spoken on those topics as of yet. And for me to give a message, I really need an audience in front of me. Doing what I'm doing right now, just talking off the cuff into a digital recorder, is not something I can really pull off when it comes to preaching Christ. I need an audience, a live audience. So, if that's something you'd be interested in, you can go to the speaking page by looking at the membership site. Just look at the top menu and you will see a link that says speaking. Just click on that and you will see my speaking page. Well, I hope that you will be blessed by listening to these messages. I hope that you will be blessed by going through the workbook. And I hope that you will be blessed when you do the action plans or the exercises. And I hope that you will be blessed as you go through the various resources, which have many, many audios that you can download in addition to the 9 messages that you will listen to in the course, in the books that are available. I look forward to hearing from you. May God richly and abundantly bless you with a revelation of His Son and an insight into how to live by Him.